Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. The big question, where in the world is NSA leaker Edward Snowden? Let's get all the latest. We begin tonight with the breaking news and a spy story come to life, complete with an 11th hour escape from Hong Kong, a confrontation with China, and just to add the right Cold War touch, Russia and possibly Cuba, major players as well right now. Just before 7 p.m. Eastern time, an Aeroflot jumbo jet arrived in Havana from Moscow. There it is, you see it at the gate. Edward Snowden was expected to be in seat 17A. However, CNN's Phil Black, who was on board, saw no sign of him. And as I said, neither did the Aeroflot captain. So at this moment, the question that people around the globe have been asking all day and most of the weekend still applies. Where in the world is the man who leaked the existence of two big American intelligence gathering operations? That and some terribly inconvenient questions as well. Who, if anyone, in American diplomacy and law enforcement dropped the ball? Was the U.S. played by the Chinese, and is it being played by the Russians right now? There's a lot of ground to cover tonight in a saga that could end in a U.S. courtroom or perhaps in Edward Snowden's political asylum in someplace like Ecuador. Anyway you cut it, though, this drama is barely half-written. Here's how it all began. Edward Snowden acted quickly after he was charged with espionage on Friday night. The U.S. revoked his passport and asked the Hong Kong government to extradite him, but he still managed to clear customs and board a flight bound for Moscow.
This was a deliberate choice by the government to release a fugitive despite a valid arrest warrant, and that decision unquestionably has a negative impact on the U.S.-China relationship.
There are reports he spent the night at a hotel inside the Moscow airport. Russian officials say he never passed through immigration. According to WikiLeaks representatives who are helping Snowden, he doesn't intend to stay. Moscow is simply a stopover on the way to Snowden's final destination. And that might be Cuba. A van appeared on the tarmac in Moscow, reportedly allowing someone to board a flight bound for Havana. But reporters in that flight say they did not see Snowden on the plane. That flight passes over U.S. airspace, perhaps an unnecessary risk for Snowden, as some believe U.S. authorities could force the plane to land. U.S. officials say they believe Snowden is still in Russia.
We do expect the Russian government to look at all the options available to them to expel Mr. Snowden back to the United States.
Snowden could also take an alternate flight from Moscow to Havana that was scheduled to leave Monday night. This flight plan in the past has avoided U.S. airspace. But ground staff in Moscow now denies this flight is scheduled. If Snowden gets to Havana, he could then catch a connecting flight to Ecuador, where he's requested asylum. Ecuador's government has granted Snowden refugee travel documents, according to WikiLeaks representatives. They say Snowden has applied for asylum in multiple countries, and Latin America has the best legal options, which is key for Snowden. In this interview 2 weeks ago, Snowden acknowledged the risks in coming forward and hinted at a life on the run.
I could be, you know, rendered by the CIA. I could have people come after me or any of their third-party partners. They work closely with a number of other nations. Or they could pay off the triads or, you know, any of their agents or assets. And that's a fear I'll live under for the rest of my life, however long that happens to be. If they want to get you, they'll get you in time.